Good evening. Tonight on Global Crossfire, dueling naval incidents in the Black Sea, legitimate defense or reckless brinkmanship. I'm joined tonight by Dr. Sarah Mitchell, former State Department advisor joining us from Washington, D.C., Professor Hans Weber, senior fellow at the European Council on Foreign Relations from Brussels, Dr. Li Wei, senior fellow at the Shanghai Institute of International Studies from Shanghai, and Dr. Amara Okonkwo, development policy expert from Nairobi. Dr. Mitchell, let's start with you. Both sides claiming territorial violations, both sides reporting incidents. How should Washington view these competing narratives?
Thank you. Look, there's no moral equivalence here. Russia has been systematically violating Ukrainian territorial waters since 2014. What we're seeing now is Ukraine finally defending its legitimate maritime boundaries while Russia continues its pattern of aggression. The Pentagon's assessment is clear. Moscow is testing NATO resolve while Ukraine exercises its sovereign right to patrol its own waters. Our allies understand this isn't escalation, it's deterrence.
Dr. Lei, she's saying Russia is the clear aggressor here, that these are Ukrainian waters. Your response?
This is exactly the double standard we've come to expect. When Ukrainian vessels enter disputed waters, it's defending sovereignty. When Russia patrols the same areas, it's aggression. Let's reverse the scenario. If Chinese ships appeared off California, would Washington call that peaceful development? These waters have been contested for years. Russia is responding to Ukrainian provocations, backed by Western military advisors seeking to create incidents.
But Dr. Li, you're calling them disputed waters. Ukraine and most of the international community don't dispute this. These are recognized Ukrainian territorial waters under international maritime law.
International law, which international law recognized Kosovo's independence, which law authorized Libya's bombing, the West selectively applies international law when convenient. Russia has legitimate security concerns about NATO expansion into the Black Sea.
Professor Weber, Brussels has been watching these developments closely. How does Europe see this escalation?
We're deeply concerned about the risks of miscalculation. While we support Ukraine's territorial integrity, we must also acknowledge that military incidents at sea can spiral quickly out of control. The EU's position is clear. We need immediate dialogue, maritime safety protocols, and de-escalation mechanisms. Both sides should exercise restraint. European energy security depends on Black Sea stability, and our economies can't afford another crisis.
Dr. Okonkwo, what does this look like from Nairobi? How is the Global South viewing these naval tensions?
Frankly, we're exhausted by these superpower games while our people face real crises. Ukrainian grain exports feed millions in Africa. That's what matters to us, not naval posturing. We don't want to choose sides between Washington and Moscow. We want grain shipments, stable energy prices, and partners focused on development, not military confrontations that make food more expensive for families in Lagos and Kampala.
Dr. Mitchell, Dr. Li, let's get specific. Should NATO warships patrol these waters to prevent future incidents? Dr. Mitchell.
NATO has every right to conduct freedom of navigation operations in international waters. We've done this globally for decades to maintain maritime law.
That's exactly the provocative thinking that creates these crises. NATO warships in the Black Sea would be pure escalation, turning regional disputes into global confrontations.
So Russia gets to threaten shipping lanes while everyone else stays quiet. That's not how deterrence works, Dr. Li.
Rapid fire round, one sentence each. Professor Weber, biggest risk right now.
Accidental collision leading to shots fired, these incidents can escalate faster than diplomatic responses.
Dr. Li, will China take a position on these naval incidents?
China supports peaceful resolution and opposes any military interventions that destabilize regional security.
Dr. Okonkwo, what should Africa's response be?
Demand guaranteed grain corridors regardless of political tensions. Our food security cannot be collateral damage.
Dr. Mitchell, biggest mistake both sides could make.
Believing Putin will respect anything other than strength appeasement in the Black Sea invites aggression elsewhere.
Final thoughts, 30 seconds each, Dr. Mitchell.
Democratic allies must stand firm. Ukrainian sovereignty isn't negotiable and maritime law matters for global security.
Professor Weber.
Dialogue prevents disasters. Europe will continue pushing for de-escalation mechanisms before incidents become catastrophes.
Respect for sovereignty means respecting Russia's legitimate security concerns, not just Western-backed territorial claims.
Dr. Okonkwo.
While you debate who owns the water, remember who depends on what flows through it.
Thank you all. Naval tensions rising, diplomatic solutions unclear. Tomorrow on Global Crossfire, central bank digital currencies, financial innovation, or surveillance nightmare. Same time, same fight. Good night.